18-year-old Lakin Cohen's life shatters when her father dies unexpectedly. The family's subsequent move from Texas to frigid Michigan feels like salt in an open wound, until she meets Will Cooper, the charming neighbor across the street. Their connection is instantaneous and electric. Will teases her about her Southern y'all, calling it so Southern Belle, while she finds herself unable to find flaws in him despite her best efforts. When he unexpectedly cups her chin and kisses her forehead, Lakin feels it might be the most passionate kiss she's ever received. Their first date at a slam poetry event becomes transformative. As performers bare their souls on stage, Lakin opens up emotionally for the first time since her father's death. Will's performance reveals his own tragic past. At 19, he suddenly became responsible for raising his 7-year-old brother after their parents died. The evening ends with powerful kisses that make Lakin understand why her mother committed to her father at just 18. But this newfound happiness crashes down when she discovers Will is her English teacher, creating an impossible barrier between them. How can something that feels so right be so wrong? The revelation that Will is Lakin's teacher devastates them both. Will explains he needs his job to support himself and his brother after inheriting his parents' debt. Though their connection is more than just an infatuation, they see no viable path forward together. The following weeks are agonizing. Will avoids eye contact in class while Lakin craves his attention. When Lakin's mother discovers their situation, she establishes boundaries to protect Will's career and Lakin's reputation. Lakin tries moving on by spending time with Eddie and dating Nick, a wrestler who assumes she loves Chuck Norris because she's from Texas. Despite knowing better, she uses Nick to make Will jealous. Their emotions boil over when they're alone at Will's house. After kissing passionately, Lakin confesses she'll wait until graduation and admits she's falling in love with him. Will abruptly ends their encounter, commanding her not to fall in love with him. When he returns with sleeping colder, Lakin calls him an asshole before storming out. Have you ever wanted something so badly that its very impossibility makes you want it more? That's their daily torment. Poetry becomes Lakin's emotional salvation through Will's class, where she learns the points are not the point. The point is poetry, reflecting how poetry processes grief and shapes identity. Eddie, Lakin's eccentric new friend with asymmetrical blonde hair, introduces her to slam poetry. Having survived 7 foster homes after her mother tried to sell her for drugs, Eddie brings unique perspective on hardship. In Pink Balloon, Eddie reveals her painful childhood, describing her first gift that was destroyed in her mother's drug room. The poem ends with her turning 18 and declaring, "Better not get any shitty-ass pink balloons," demonstrating poetry's power to process trauma. Will's teaching highlights poetry's healing nature. He projects his poem about death while looking at Lakin. They weren't prepared for death. They weren't prepared for life. In the slam venue, truth becomes art, transforming pain into connection. Just as Lakin adapts to her new life, she discovers her mother's hidden truth. After finding bank statements showing $178,000 and learning their Texas house wasn't sold, Lakin confronts her mother about their sudden move. The revelation is crushing. Her mother has lung cancer. She moved to Michigan to be near her friend Brenda for support and to see a Detroit specialist. Lakin is devastated at the prospect of losing another parent so soon. Julia explains her small cell lung cancer spreads quickly. Diagnosed before her husband's death, she neglected treatment for 3 months, allowing the cancer to advance. Her chemotherapy now only manages pain rather than fighting the disease. When Julia mentions Brenda will become Kel's guardian, Lakin erupts in fury, screaming that her brother won't be taken from her. In a moment of dark humor, Kel decides to dress as his mother's lung cancer for Halloween, with Calder as the other lung. Julia embraces the idea with remarkable grace. Throughout the novel, characters struggle with prioritizing what truly matters. Will chooses responsibility to his brother over his feelings for Lacan, while Lacan focuses on anger rather than cherishing limited time with her mother. Both must learn to put the emphasis on life instead of dwelling on loss. Will abandons his football scholarship to care for Calder after their parents' death, which shapes his duty-first approach with Lacan. When he resigns as her teacher, they briefly reconnect before he pulls away, apologizing for his weak moment. Julia later reveals Will promised to let Lacan go so she could focus on her dying mother, a selfless sacrifice. Their journey culminates in slam poetry performances, where Lacan declares she's seriously, deeply, madly, incredibly, and undeniably in love with Will, and he responds by proclaiming, "The girl I love, there's room for her in first. I'm putting her first." Slammed explores how family extends beyond biology, showing meaningful bonds formed after tragedy. Both Lacan and Will redefine family after loss, Will becoming Calder's guardian, and Lacan preparing to care for Kel after their mother's inevitable passing. Eddie's story powerfully illustrates chosen family. On her 18th birthday, her foster father Joel presents balloons bearing names of past family members. After releasing these, symbolically letting go of her painful history, he offers a balloon labeled Dad, asking to become her permanent family. Will sacrifices his football career for Calder's stability. Their relationship with Lacan and Kel forms a natural family extension, with the boys becoming inseparable, while the adults recognize their potential together. Julia ensures her children will have support after her death. Though initially planning for her friend Brenda to become Kel's guardian, she acknowledges Lacan's determination to keep their family intact, leaving Christmas letters that offer guidance beyond the grave. By the epilogue, Will and Lacan create a new family that honors lost loved ones while building something uniquely their own. Slammed explores a fundamental question. How do we find courage to love knowing loss is inevitable? Will's pursuing Lacan could cost his career. Lacan hesitates after losing her father while facing her mother's illness. Eddie embraces love despite her history of abandonment. The novel suggests loving deeply requires courage because it makes us vulnerable. Will's poem Death portrays mortality as an 18-wheeler behind a cloud of fog, making him initially cautious about happiness. Julia's relationship with Lacan's father models choosing love despite uncertainty. When asked if she could answer yes to all three relationship questions, Julia responds, "Absolutely. Every second I was with him," demonstrating that love's value lies in depth, not duration. The novel affirms that while loving deeply risks profound loss, never fully connecting represents a greater tragedy. Will's final poem rejects playing it safe, declaring that life wants you to grab an axe and hack through the wood for what matters.